everyone can be a hero. I'm John Johnson, and I'll tell you how it works next on MHSAA Perspective. One of the beautiful things about high school sports is how all of its participants, 14 to 17-year-old boys and girls, can step up at any time and have their moment in the spotlight. I saw some great examples of this during the MHSAA team wrestling finals at Battle Creek. In a hotly contested Division IV semifinal match between Addison and Hesperia, the score was tied at 24-all with four weight classes remaining. Addison sent Bryant Bradley onto the mat at 152 pounds to face Lee Sirisma from Hesperia. A quick look at the program would tell you that the junior Bradley would probably face an uphill battle against Sirisma, a freshman. Sirisma had compiled a pretty good record of 28-12 heading into the weekend, while Bradley had 14 wins and 21 losses for the campaign. Sirisma dominated the match from the get-go and was up by a 13-3 score in the final period when suddenly Bradley caught lightning in a bottle. In the final minute of the match, he seized an opening to quickly get Sirisma on his back and score a pinfall, turning the emotions of the two teams and their fans at Kellogg Arena upside down. Bradley's heroics set the stage for a winner-take-all bout in the last weight class at 189 pounds, where Brandon Gothels delivered a pin of his own and sent the Addison Panthers into the championship. And then later in the day, a couple of other wrestlers became the heroes of their respective schools' championship runs, not by turning in a scintillating pin, but by avoiding the dreaded sound of the slap. Richmond faced off against Dundee in the Division III final, and this was the rubber match of the season between the two schools, which had split their dual meetings during the regular season. It came down to the final weight class, where Richmond's Blue Devils held on to a 5-point lead in the team score, giving 125-pounder Casey Martin the task of needing to avoid a pin for his team to win the title. Martin's opponent, Chris Rao of Dundee, with a spectacular 56-1 record, knew his job as well. Get Martin on his back. On two occasions during the match, Rao indeed turned Martin's back to the mat, scoring points at will. But Martin, who has rarely been pinned in his high school career, gutted it out and secured the title for the Blue Devils. Moments earlier on an adjacent mat in Kellogg Arena, the Division II title tilt between St. John's and Allegan had played out to the same scenario. St. John's was on top of Allegan by 5 points heading into the final match at 125 pounds. Its combatants, Rory Bender of St. John's and Taylan Knobloch of Allegan, had the exact same assignments as Martin and Rao. A Knobloch pin, and Allegan would ascend to the top of the team wrestling world for the second time in 4 years. Bender would need to avoid the slap to give the Red Wings their first MHSAA championship in head-to-head team competition in the school's history, and only the second crown in all sports, the first being a boys' track and field championship in 1926. The match played out the same way, but in even more dramatic style. Knobloch was rolling up the points, and in the final 30 seconds of the match came oh so close to pinning Bender. Not once, but twice. And when the final second ticked off the clock and the match was complete, the St. John's crowd erupted and cheered Bender, who shot up in the air in joy for doing his job, doing his best, and helping his team win the title. This week, there will be nearly 900 individual wrestlers competing for honors at the MHSAA Finals at the Palace of Auburn Hills. There will be over 1,600 matches taking place on 12 mats over the 3 days, eventually determining 56 champions and 392 other medal winners. Bryant Bradley and Rory Bender won't be there. Casey Martin eked out the fourth qualifying spot at 125 pounds at the regional level and qualified for the finals for the second straight year. But what wonderful memories all of these mat warriors created for us in Battle Creek, and again reminded us about the real beauty of high school sports. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.